Hello, I'm Anita Repler, the Managing Director of TouchLearn International Limited, which is a commercial training company that trains healthcare professionals working with parents. Recently, I enrolled on the Postgraduate Certificate in Higher and Professional Education programme at Staffordshire University. As part of my studies, we looked at contemporary issues in professional education, and I undertook a small research study looking at the student experience and retention rates on our principal programme of training professionals to teach parents how to massage their infants. Our four-month programme is comparable with Level 5 Foundation degree study and is worked-based learning. The students enrolled on the programme are all parenting practitioners with varied roles and backgrounds, and their entry-level qualification varies from Level 3 to postgraduate. The study sought to compare retention rates with other comparable HE programmes of study and to investigate reasons for any differences. I felt the study was necessary as there wasn't any data on retention rates for the company, although our feeling was that since we invest a lot of time in the learning experience for our students, that the attrition rate would be low. The study focused on the delivery of 13 courses across the UK by 5 separate trainers over a 6-month period ending June of 2010. We were particularly interested in looking at the extent of support that we offered our students. How many students completed the programme on time or delayed their studies? What factors were responsible for late completion, and whether being funded by their employer or self-funding made a difference to whether a student completed or not. Primary research was carried out using a mixed approach, extracting information we'd already held about the students on a database and combined this with student questionnaires or structured interviews. This led to a response rate of 59%. Previous work identified factors influencing student withdrawal in other sectors such as foundation degrees. Upon completion of the research, it was found that only 6.94% of students didn't complete our programme, compared with 12% in higher education generally in the UK, and those were taken from HEFCE's 2009 figures, and 14.5% at Staffordshire University for the same period, and then 12% for comparative work-based foundation degrees. Looking more deeply into the reasons for this, it was found that the figures were rather encouraging, as those non-completers did not attribute their non-completion to any aspect of the programme itself, but offered either personal, family or health reasons. 16% of our students delayed completion of the programme, which is 4 months, but completed within the year that is recommended by the company. There were numerous reasons for late completers, such as late assignments, work commitments, but a number said they couldn't find enough parents to teach for their case study, in the 4-month period. It was encouraging that 60% of the students rated the remote support for their learning from their tutor as excellent. However, the study highlighted marked differences in the retention rates as students trained and supported by different trainers. Certainly, further investigation would be valuable here. It was hypothesised that the retention rates for those students that were self-funded would be greater than those funded by their employer, perhaps driven by greater intrinsic motivation because they were using their own money. However, surprisingly, the retention rates of funded and self-funded students were almost identical, showing commitment from students regardless of their funding. Another positive outcome of the study showed that the entry-level qualification of the student made absolutely no difference to commitment and completion of our programme. Half of the students under study had an entry-level qualification of level 3, of which 80% completed on time within the 4 months. The qualitative element of the study produced some interesting comments from students that required further action, but on the whole, they were most encouraging and reflected, even many months after completion, that the students had had a positive experience with the company on the infant massage teacher training programme. A selection of these comments can be found on the poster. Although the students on the programme are very well supported in a number of ways by the company and their trainer in the workplace, the study prompted further innovative improvements to practice. Based on Tinto's findings, we sought to increase and improve remote tutor support for the learners by extending the scope of learning communities, by using moderated web-based forums, such as our own company website and Facebook. We're planning to invest in technology-based support for learners, including resources online and video tutorials. We found we needed to extend the programme to 5 months for some of our students who may find difficulty finding enough parents to teach for their case studies. However, we will exercise caution here because our findings show that the programme length is perfectly suitable for the majority of students. To remove ambiguity in the assessment process, more rigorous assessment and marking guides were required. And as a company, we felt that it was important to perform exit interviews for students that withdraw just to keep abreast of their experience. So to conclude, that we found that this to be a very worthwhile exercise and has proved invaluable in looking at how the organisation can improve on the student experience of their particular programme, and that our current level of remote support for learners has contributed greatly to the retention rates of our students. Whilst recognising that none of the strategies used to support the students' learning can be regarded as innovative individually, combining them all in the commercial sector is indeed innovative and has led to excellent completion rates on our programme.